The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
John the Baptist appeared, preaching in the desert of Judea and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." It was of him that the prophet Isaiah had spoken when he said, "A voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths." John wore clothing made of camel's hair and had a leather belt around his waist. His foot was locusts and wild honey. At that time, Jerusalem, all Judea, and the whole region around the Jordan were going out to him, were being baptized by him in the Jordan River, as they acknowledged their sins. When so many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who want you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce good fruit as evidence of the repentance, and do not presume to say yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you, God can raise up children to Abraham from these stones. Even now, the axe lies at the foot of the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I'm baptizing you with water for repentance, but the one who is coming after me is mightier than I. I'm not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand. He now clears his threshing floor and gathers his wheat into his barn. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." Gospel of the Lord. Last week, I was in Bangkok, not for the protests, of course. Our meeting place is far away from the place where they have the protests, so we are safe. I had attended two meetings. One is organized by the Office of Ecumenical and Interreligious Dialogue of the FABC, that means Federation of Asian Bishops in Asia. We have 3 days, a kind of sharing together. One of the things I felt, the church in Asia is a minority except the Philippines. Cambodia, less than 1% of Christians. But the name of the Cambodia, the next one is? Cambodia, the next one is? What? Myanmar, or worse, Myanmar. 0.5% Christians. What else? What country? India also, part of the conference, India, by 1 or 2%, the majority, first Hindu, the second is Muslim. Only the minimum is Christians. But even though we are minority, we are still separated. You understand? The proportion is nearly 50-50, Catholics and Protestant churches. So all this meeting is to see how we are living the will of the Lord, that all may be one. This one, not only among Christians, also with the world. You have to be one with the Buddhists, one with the Muslims, one with the Hindu. And that's the it's something impossible, right? Only work of the Holy Spirit can work, put us together. But the first step, before we talk about unity with the whole area of religions, religious people, before we speak the unity with the other Christian denominations, even among our Catholics, we are divided, right? We are not always faithful to our calling, to this desire of the Lord that all may be one. And first of all, the unity within ourselves. What St. Paul mentioned once, he said that many times things I have to do, I didn't do it. Think I shouldn't do it, I did it. That's what we are. We, one person, divided. So much so, two person, three person, all the time there will be divisions, right? What can we do? First step, we have to be one with ourselves. How can we be one with ourselves if we are not united with the Lord? Because we are created in the image of God. If we are not living in the image, in His image, how can we say we are one? What do you mean one? One means born in spirit, in the Lord. That's why Jesus come and share His life in the sacraments. We have seven sacraments, not only communion. This was part of it. Union with the Lord, with prayer, sacrifice, fasting, is part of it. Not to say confessions. This whole making us more closer and closer to the Lord. This point one. If we are not that faithful to the Lord, how dare we say we are not united with other Christians and with other religions? It's far from our desire. We are not living. So what's the first thing is to want this unity within ourselves, if the Lord. Live in silence. Silence means only you and the Lord. Only then you can keep this strength to open up yourself to others. be not always be one with the others, or others are always one with you. Supposed to say, because you're not like all, not liking everybody, no? Somebody unite them best, let them better, right? Some are not. Those people were kind to you, smile to you, you like them better. Those who doesn't want to look at you, even not greeting you, you won't look at them. So this is our challenge of daily life. When you give him a water, never say thanks. This is our life. And this is how we have to grow in the Lord with His love for our neighbor. No exception. The big exception has to be Chinese or Filipino. Even when you, the place where you work, many times, as you call, you feel yourself as a slave. No word of thanks. Not look, even look at you, but shout at you. So, we're humiliated at times. There's a time we live our ideal, live the life of the Lord. Wherever Jesus goes, calm, mild, smile, nothing else. If His kind touch, there's one thing very beautiful, where there's no love, you put snuff and you will find love. Not today, sometime, somewhere. Doesn't matter. This time is a preparing ourselves for the second coming of the Lord. In fact, today, the theme of the readings is metanoia. It's a Greek word, change of heart. And as a matter of fact, today is the 8th of December. The church used to celebrate the Immaculate Conception of Our Lady, right? But since today is a Sunday, so the church postponed to tomorrow. But anyhow, it's our tradition, good tradition, to consecrate ourselves to the Sacred Heart of Mary. What does it mean by consecrate? That means to say, let the heart of Mary be yours, so that with the heart of Mary, you love Jesus more. Mary never left Jesus alone. It is 3 years, not only 3 years, it's 30 years of the journey of Jesus on earth, from day one to the time He started His mission. He still, although she's not part of the apostles, but she always in a prayer, one with the Lord. And Jesus come home, I don't know how often, but He is really love His mother. So when we say consecrate, means we let our heart be the heart of Virgin Mary. Purity, transparent, always for the Lord, with the Lord, in the Lord. This is the way of Marian spirituality. We are all called to another little Mary, so that we serve Jesus in the simplest way as we can. We don't need a grandiose gesture. Simplicity with joy. So part one, oneness with ourselves, oneness with our Heavenly Mother, oneness with our neighbor. When we are one with the people, we are one. So by the time when we meet Christians of the other denominations or other religions, we don't need to press our faith to them. Live, and they will appreciate. My time is running short. I tell one beautiful story. In my meeting, there's a priest from, we say Cambodia, but for their language is Cambodia. This priest, younger than me, of course, younger than myself, of course. He's not young, that young, don't think he's, maybe your age, a little bit older. I think in 1980s, there was persecution in Cambodia, no? So many young people fled out to Thailand. He was a Buddhist. Then he entered into the mosque. No, not the mosque. Is it called the mosque? The temple. To be a monk. He became a monk. For 3 years, every day, he could go up to the street and begging for food. The whole class going out. For 3 to 4 years, he was living in Thailand for 4 years. He was a monk. A real monk, huh? No hair. One day, his cousin came to visit him. His name is Un Song. Song, do you like to come to Canada? Because they are the refugees. They have the kind of quota they can apply to go to Canada. Then he opened his eye. Wow. Good. So he went with relatives to Canada, to Quebec. Of course, they have to live in a family, a Catholic family by that time. And this monk observed what's the difference between Buddhism and Catholicism. It's interesting. They have no time to learn catechism, but before. He observed this Catholic family loved them unconditionally. They are poor. They are nothing. They cannot repay them, but they give them all the space to live, food to eat, love to share. He was touched by this kind of unconditional love of that family. I didn't find out, it's not comparison, but he find out in Thailand, the faithful, they of course everybody is faithful, but mostly they pay respect only to the monks. Every day they receive food from the people as a monk. But you see many people on the streets, nobody care. He felt ashamed. Then there he find a real charity. So he decided to become a Catholic because of the life of the family, unconditional love that touched his heart. Jesus lives in the place where there is true love, where there is unity. Matthew chapter 18 verse 20 saying, where two or three are united in my name, I will be in your midst. So that's how this family touched this monk to become a Catholic. And eventually, when this country was free, the bishop from Cambodia, went around the world to look for people to serve the church in Cambodia because very young people left. So this bishop met him in Quebec, and then he got a grace, and then, would you like to become a priest for our church? So sure. So then he went back to Cambodia, studied theology, and became a priest. And that's how this story stopped here. So we thank the Lord that, it's not by teaching, praying, of course, your life touch life. Only life touches life. Only the life of Jesus in you can touch life. And that's how John the Baptist was living with joy, because Mary was carrying Jesus with her. That's why when Mary and Elizabeth meeting together, John the Baptist was so happy in the womb because Mary with Jesus, right? So keep Jesus in you, always living with him, let Jesus work. You be just an instrument, just like John the Baptist. You prepare the way, okay? I believe
the Father.